AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. One person is dead in a shootout after two people in a car tried to ram a gate at the Fort Meade, Maryland military base near a gate to the National Security Agency. Two government officials say at least one of the two people in the car is dead. The FBI says the incident is not thought to be linked to terrorism. German prosecutors say Andreas Lubitz, the co-pilot of the German Wings Flight 9525 that crashed into the French Alps last week, had been treated for suicidal tendencies several years ago, before he became a pilot. The AP's Frank Jordans reports it's in line with the theory that Lubitz intended to crash that jetliner.
Everything points to the possibility that it was the co-pilot who intentionally downed the German Wings plane last Tuesday in an attempt to commit suicide.
All 150 people on board were killed when the Airbus A320 plane flying from Barcelona to Dusseldorf slammed into a French mountain. Nuclear negotiations with Iran are at a critical phase as tomorrow's deadline to find a framework for final talks draws closer. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the Obama administration won't say how much progress is being made.
Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz says the talks are clearly going down to the wire as the two sides haggle over nuclear program limits and a timetable for easing sanctions. Briefing reporters, as the president flew to a stop in Boston, Schultz said Obama is ready to walk away from any bad deal, but is convinced an accord remains the best way to keep Iran from getting the nuclear bomb.
If there is a framework agreement reached, the plan is for more talks in order to reach a final agreement by the end of June. President Obama and a number of other top Washington figures are in Boston to take part in the dedication of an institute honoring the late Senator Edward Kennedy. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 268. This is AP Radio News. Indiana Republican legislators say the state's religious freedom law does not discriminate. State Senate President Pro Tem David Long says the goal now is to clarify the measure.
We need to clarify to everyone this law will not be allowed to discriminate against anyone. And so that clarifying language should, we hope, put that to rest, but we'll get to work on that immediately.
State Senate Democratic Leader Tim Lannan says he has just one goal.
There's no compromise when it comes to discrimination. So let's start with a full repeal of RFRA, period. Repeal, repeal, repeal.
Republican leaders say the negative reaction is due to a mischaracterization of the law by opponents and some supporters. An American healthcare worker who contracted Ebola while volunteering in Sierra Leone is in fair condition at a National Institutes of Health hospital in Maryland. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on all Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save.